Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things spirituality, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I want to help you get out of your head and on with your mission. So let's do this thing. Welcome back, my friends. Let's talk about taking the leap into your light work. I think this is one of the questions that I actually get asked a lot is, how do I know when to take the leap? How do I know when to leave my job and go full-time in my light work, in my business, in my vision, with my creative projects? How do I know when it's the right time? So I want to kind of preface this with, we need to understand that you've got to trust in your own transition here and your own transition time. And remember that it's not a competition. It's not a competition with who moves faster or how quickly or what age or what it looks like. It's going to look different for everyone. Kind of transitioning into your light work or into your purpose or building a business, it's going to look different for everyone, and that's totally okay. So just staying really grounded in your transition process, that's super important. However, I do have a few little tips that might support you in that as well. So the first thing I want to say is, honestly, you will know in your body when it's time. You might be working in a certain job right now and you've been kind of feeling for a little while that there's something else trying to brew in you, a business idea. Maybe you're wanting to start doing coaching and that's coming in for you, or yoga teaching or some healing work or whatever modality is true for you. And you've just started to feel this little niggle and this little nudge from the universe. And truth is, you've probably actually been feeling it for a while now. If you're starting to question, oh, I'm not sure if I want to stay in this job, or I feel like I want to start doing something different, like the energy of that vision is already starting to move into your field. And you know that by the feelings in your body, by thinking about it all the time, by daydreaming about it, by journaling about it, by researching, by looking at everyone else that is doing what you want to do and following along with them, right? Like if you're starting to feel it in the body, trust that feeling. Because this feeling is like preparation. It's starting to get you to ask bigger questions of yourself. Is this really where I want to be putting my creative energy, or is there something bigger calling me? Is there something bigger calling me now? Is there a new way my light work is trying to manifest through me? And it's time to kind of spread my wings a little bit, maybe pivot, maybe go a completely different direction. Okay. So as much as I can say, or anyone else can tell you, take the leap, da da da, like just do it. You will know when it's time, because you will just have the feeling so strongly in your body that you can't deny it anymore. And the universe will start sending you maybe signs or signals, or, you know, sometimes really nice and sometimes really brutally as well. So you get the bloody memo. But pay attention to that. Pay attention to the little nudges and the excitement and the downloads that you're receiving. Okay. The second thing that I want to actually say from that point though is, and kind of looking back at my own journey, I love the way that I transitioned into the work that I do now, but I kind of love giving this advice, particularly to coaches or new business owners, is don't rip the Band-Aid off all at once. Like there's that saying of leap and the universe will catch you. And I like 100% believe in that, but I don't believe you need to do it with a burnt out nervous system and through struggling to pay your rent. Like you can be so beautifully nourished and supported and grounded as you transition into your gifts and into your light work. You don't need to just rip the Band-Aid off, freak your shit out, and then have more self-doubt and more fear and more scarcity and try and build a business from that foundation. Don't need to do it. So maybe there can be some kind of steps in your transition process. If you're working full time and you're starting to get the niggle that there's other things you want to create, can you drop down to part time? And can you just kind of let your muscles soak into that, let your sales soak into that for a little bit and flex that and see if you can stay grounded in that as you're kind of working in one job and putting your creative energy towards something else or building these other parts of your vision or your business that you want to bring to life. Can you just be part-time for a little while so you're still feeling grounded and supported, but you have more space to create and more time and more energy and open up to new resources coming in? Or if you're feeling like you just need a complete change, is there a new job? So maybe you're not in a a place where you can just fully quit your job, okay, which is totally sweet, and you need the financial support. Maybe what is all that's required isn't that you actually just quit and leave. It's just that you find an environment that is an energetic match to you. So find a new job, maybe with the exact same hours, but in an energetic environment that is going to be supportive or more in alignment for you. So if you're wanting to move into coaching or like beauty therapy or massage, or just throwing some examples out there, is there a way that, and maybe you're working in corporate right now, or you're working admin, it's like, okay, is there a job that I could be in the energy of my gifts without having to fully just like take the leap and change everything? But can I put myself in an environment where I can be in the energy of the vision that I want, in the energy of the gifts of my gifts, in the energy of my light work without having to be the boss or the, you know, without having to build it all myself? Okay. So it's like you're slowly starting to be like, okay, yeah, I'm getting closer. I'm getting warmer. I'm putting myself in the energy of what I want. And this is where I talk about like the same principle that I talk about with a draft copy, right? You're always kind of energetically preparing yourself. So the reason I talk about draft copies when you're trying to create a vision is so that you don't have to go from step one to 10 and your nervous system's like, oh, like error. I don't know what I'm doing. And you freak out. It's like you're just chipping away at it. And all of a sudden you find yourself and you're like, oh, yeah, this is easy now. I don't have any resistance to it. And you're just kind of like trying new things on. So maybe the change that's trying to move into your life right now is just not a full change in direction. It's just shifting the energy of where you're, you know, what you're surrounding yourself with all the time, okay, or where you're working. So is there a more aligned job that could be supportive of where you're trying to go? Okay. The next step that I want to talk about here is, honestly, let it be easy and fun. And I know your little ego might not want to hear that right now, but you can let yourself be supported in this process. Like, you don't have to rush it. I mean, sometimes the universe is actually going to rip the Band-Aid off for you and be like, you weren't getting the memo, so... which is always just like super nice of the universe to do. But sometimes it's like you're feeling new energy trying to come in. You're feeling new opportunities. You're feeling new abundance. You're feeling this new vision trying to come in, but you're not creating space for it. You're just kind of pretending you can't feel it and just putting your energy into someone else's vision or just staying in a job that isn't aligned for you or telling yourself the same old shitty excuses of, I don't have the time, I don't have the energy, I don't have the money, I don't have this, I don't have this, which sometimes, yeah, sure, that's true, but how long have you been telling yourself that story for? And nothing's going to change until maybe you just put a little spin on those same old sad stories and shake them up a little bit and think about what you can do with the time you have, what you can do with the energy you have, what you can do with the money that you have, rather than just can't, too hard. I'm just going to keep playing small, right? Am I right? So remember that the universe can't open the new door with your foot still pressed really firmly against the old one, okay? And yeah, it is going to require a lot of freaking trust in yourself, which kind of brings me to the fourth point that I want to say here is, do you trust that your future self can handle it? If you are feeling called to take the leap, if you're feeling called to change direction, to quit your job, and you can't see the next step, right? It's not clear. It's leaping into the unknown, which, may I remind you, the unknown is like the best place because everything is available to you in that. Like, every creative solution is waiting for you in that little unknown territory, but too many of us are scared to go there and to trust it and to trust what we're feeling, to trust the visions we're seeing in our mind, to trust the energy that we're feeling around our body trying to come in, you know, to trust our little downloads. So can you trust your future self can handle it? Can you trust that if you quit and go all in and in 3 months shit hits the fan, then you will know what to do? Can you trust that you'll know how to make empowered decisions to support yourself and support your family or those around you if you need to? Can you trust yourself that you will figure it out because you are intelligent and you are creative and you are resourceful and you are highly intuitive? Can you just remember that the universe has had your back up until this point? Why would it just start to turn the tap off the more that you start to lean into what your intuition is trying to tell you, the more you lean into your purpose and your potential and your power? Like, why would the universe just all of a sudden turn the tap off if it's been supporting you up until this point and you're just moving even more into your calling and into your alignment? Really think about that. Like, if you truly trusted yourself here, what would you do? If you really believed in yourself and your light work, what would you do? And what would you start to do? So if you're really getting that niggle and that nudge and that the signs and the feelings and it's just not going away, like sit with that and get a little bit real with yourself. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with that instead of just telling everyone about it? What are you going to do? How can you get into that draft copy? How can you start building the container, building the business, building the vision, getting your creative energy moving? How can you start depositing energy into your dreams every single day rather than waiting for someone else to do it, rather than waiting for more money to come in, more time, more energy? So let's just do a little summary here of these points. Trust in your own transition time. There's no rule book on when's the right time to leap, okay? But you know the answer for you if you really listen. Don't rip the band-aid off all at once. Don't make it any more painful or scary or overwhelming than it needs to be. Can you transition into part-time before going full-time in your business so you've got space for both and you're still feeling grounded and supported? Can you move into a new job or a new environment where your gifts and your light is a little more supported, or you're in the environment of, you know, the vision you or the direction you want to move into? Okay. And the thing is, I want to just note there, you can ask the universe to support you in this transition. Like, you can put it out there, like, universe, I need support. I need help. If I'm going to go all in on my light work, like, show me where to go. I need to call in financial support. I need to call in a job. I need to call in a mentor, whatever it might be. Like, don't forget that you can just plug into your little spirit squad in the sky and ask for support in this transition as well. Let it be easy and fun. What if we just take all the overthinking out of it and just go, hey, what would bring me the most joy? What's exciting me the most? What would be so fun for me to do? I just wish that more of us would make decisions based on joy over logic, because the opportunities and the abundance and the creativity that will just magnetize itself to you when you follow that, I mean, come on, it's worth it. And the last point there was just, can I trust my future self will handle it? If I try this for 6 months and it doesn't work out, can I trust my future self will handle it? If, I get to a point and I can't pay my bills and I need to call in a part-time job, do I trust my future self will know what to do? Because when you really decide to just fully back yourself and trust yourself, the decisions become pretty clear. So I'm going to leave you to marinate in that juiciness, my friends, and trust yourself, trust your vision. You can handle it, you can hold it, and you know what to do. Bye-bye now.